Global markets have changed their tune today with risk appetite seemingly back on. Last week, markets ended the week on a subdued note as market players continued to worry about the possibility of higher inflation. The local market was also looking bright today. The local all-share index ended the day up 2.12% to close at 67,537 index points, with most sectors up on the day. The gold counters, however, were on a downer. They ended 0.6% down in the red. The gold price itself is trading around $1,738 an ounce. Brent crude oil continues to remain well above the $60 a barrel mark. We currently see it trading at around $64.80 a barrel. After taking a bit of a tumble, the local currency has decided to dust itself off and it's firmed up against major currencies. We see it trading around $14.92 against the US dollar, $17.98 versus the euro, and $20.82 against the British pound. Well, to take us through the markets, I'm joined on the line by Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you so much for joining us, Makwe. So why the change in sentiment? At the close of last week, markets were pretty much on a downer. This week, they're up. What's going on?
I think maybe one can safely say markets are very slow, you know. Remember, markets were worried about the inflation. Markets were worried about rising U.S. yields. But remember, the Federal Reserve Chairman tried to calm the nerves, saying, guys, this is just not something that is real. This is just a reflection of the expected economic growth. And also, we had the Asian central bankers, also some other central banks from Europe, the European central bankers were trying to calm the market. But markets being markets, they had a reason to sell off. But today, they are heading to that because we are seeing that seemingly that today we've got the yields coming down, and today's decline in yields have revived investors' demand for stock. But market participants remain wary of further spikes that could spark from the whole thing when it comes to share prices. And if you look at the whole thing, is what one can easily call an everything rally. Everything is going up. And as we've seen, a rate appetite is holding up as a lot of the move in the yields are due to the improving growth outlook and the reopening of economic prospects. And also when you look about the positive news on the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, that is helping as well. Remember, China manufacturing activity slowed in February to 50.6 from 51.3 in January. The Euro PMI was higher at 57.9, and our ABSA PMI rose 53 in February from 50.9. And as we said, markets are continuing what they did in January and February. Remember, the all share in January was up nice 5.16%, and in February up 5.87%.
That's very positive indeed. Another catalyst I understand is the stimulus, which we've been talking about for absolutely ages, the $1.9 trillion stimulus. That seems to be going ahead, but still has to go through quite a few approvals.
Definitely. And we also saw oil prices continue to heat up as the hopes are high that the global economy, thanks to the House for passing that U.S. stimulus bill, and on hopes of improving oil demand as vaccine roll out. And I think now it's a question of what we've been talking about, what we've been expecting. And we know that we've been saying that this is just huge, this 1.9 trillion. And it then definitely has got chances to be inflationary, and that should support gold prices as well going forward.
Yes.
And because people will use that as a hedge against inflation.
Let's look at some companies, because there are quite a few and time is limited. RCL Foods, they came out with their half-year results 6 months, ended December 2020. Very robust results indeed, despite COVID-19. Your thoughts on that stock?
Mainly held by their diversified portfolio, so that the guys managed to be resilient during COVID-19. Main contributors to the improved results come from their sugar, baking, and their logistic company, translating into a 28% increase in underlying headline earnings per share. Remember, the logistic company bought the right to bring on new clients as they bought Imperial Gold Chain, so that's doing okay for them.
And then, of course, Bidvest, the big one, they came out with quite decent results as well, and we're going to be speaking to their CEO.
Very solid profit. headline earnings per share growth converted into exceptional cash flow. And at this time, you need a company that will generate operational cash, and trading profit growth was enhanced by their consolidation of PHS. That is the leading hygiene service provider in the UK. And also there was a good demand, you know, when it comes to all across all industries, and also good demand for hygiene and facility services, where DIY products, where bulk commodity handling services, but unfortunately travel and related sectors were hard hit and remain largely closed. And this exceptional cost and margin management across the group limited the negative profit impact of lower demand.
Mm, super. Sea Harvest, I see that they came out with some sort of update.
Yeah. The guys just managed to make sure that, yes, as much as COVID-19, there were some significant disruptions to the market, supply chain, but the group proved to be resilient and defensive in its nature, and they delivered an increase of almost 3% in profit, revenue up by almost 10%, benefiting from the good performance from South African fish segment, the Cape Harvest, and all these things. Remember now, you guys were more on, there was an increase in demand when it comes to your in-home consumption, both locally and internationally. So that helped to offset some slowdown when it comes to their international food service market.
Now, we're going to leave it there in terms of the companies. In terms of the president's announcement yesterday that we're now back at level one lockdown, your thoughts about that? Are you excited and at the same cautious and worried about the possibility of a third wave?
That will remain the possibility, but this whole thing, what it does, it managed to increase confidence, whether it's consumer confidence, business confidence, investor confidence, and I think that should bode well for economy going forward. Because remember, people spend, whether it's business or investors or consumers, based on confidence that they think going ahead, things should be okay. So I think we're in that mood now.
Super. Makwe, thank you so much for your time and insights always. Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.